today's halacha, we are going to learn the laws of the bracha of hamapil. We're going to learn about saying kriyat shema before you go to bed. Where is that from, and how halacha lemaisa does that affect our lives? So the Gemara in Brachot Daf Samach, it's an amazing daf. Talks about all sorts of great brachos, like Pokeach Ivrim, Elokai Neshama. I believe Asher Yasser is on there, and we've got Hamapil, where Rav Papa says that we're supposed to say a blessing before we go to bed. What's Hamapil all about? On the simplest level, we're thanking God for this amazing thing called sleep, where somehow we feel rejuvenated physically and oftentimes even emotionally. You go to bed, you're in a sad mood, and amazingly enough, you wake up, everything's a little bit better. Nowadays, we're learning about all the... Sorry about that. We're learning about all the advantages of sleep, how it heals our body. So we thank God for Hamapil. In addition, if you look in the text of the bracha, we are begging God that we should have holy dreams and that we should start our day with holiness, no yetzer hara, no challenges. It's really an amazing blessing. And to me personally, it's like taking this neutral thing called sleep and making it holy, connecting it to God, making it a mitzvah, which then gets the whole rest of our day a big mitzvah, a big dveikus party. So that's a little bit about Hamapil. Is it a halacha or just a nice idea? Well, the Rishonim, the Acharonim, the Shulchan Aruch are all on the same page. This is a real halacha. Before a person goes to bed, they're supposed to say this blessing, Hamapil Chevle Sheina. Why is that some people don't do it? Not sure. There is, parenthetically, a Sephardi custom based on the Arizal that if you go to bed after Chatzot, you say Hamapil without God's name. But for all the rest of us, as Ashkenazim, we should say Hamapil with God's name every night before we go to bed. Now, some common questions. What if I go to bed twice? I go back in the army, have a shift at 10, and then I, you know, go to bed to prepare for that, and then I go to bed at 2. So do I say Hamapil twice? No, Hamapil is once. What about if I take a nap during the day? Does that merit Hamapil? No, only, Hamapil is only a night mitzvah. Now here's the big question with Hamapil. Can I speak after I say Hamapil? Can I eat after I say Hamapil? There's a lot of people who are afraid to say Hamapil because they're afraid they're going to get stuck. So it really comes down to the nature of Hamapil. If Hamapil is a birchas hanehenin, where we're benefiting from sleep, the same way I would benefit from an apple, so the Hamapil has to directly flow into sleep. But luckily enough, most poskim don't think that this is what the nature of Hamapil. They think it's a birchas shevach, which means that we're generally praising God for sleep, and so it doesn't have to directly, you know, precede sleep. It's okay if it's in the general time frame. And that is why, Lamaisa, it's okay to say Hamapil, and then if you need to speak or to eat, that's okay. Lichad chila, be better to be choshesh and to, you know, fall asleep right away. But b'dieved, it's totally fine. There are those who say that it's about the act of trying to go to sleep. Similar like to Dikas Chometz, the bracha is on the act of searching. But in any case, I think a lot of people lose more than they gain. Myself included, we're so worried about connecting Hamapil to sleep that we end up falling asleep before we say Hamapil. Don't make that mistake. One more Hamapil halacha. What if you wake up in the middle of the night and, like last night, 4 a.m, you remember, shoot, I didn't say Hamapil. So, you can still do it as long as you're going to sleep for a half hour before you go to bed. You can still say, you must still say Hamapil. While there is an opinion of the Pitchei Tshuva that you should wipe your hands, you should wash your hands, halacha l'maisa, it's hard, you can just wipe your hands on a pillow or a blanket and you can say the bracha of Hamapil. Okay, now let's move on to Kriyat Shema, the Gemara in Brachos, that hey, Amri Yeshua ben Levi, a person should always try to say the first paragraph of Kriyat Shema before he goes to bed. And this is besides for the Kriyat Shema that a person has made at Maariv. There's a separate halachic rabbinical idea to say Shema before a person goes to bed. Why? What's that all about? Well, on the simplest level, we're trying to protect ourselves from mazikin, however we translate that, negative spirits. And the Shema has, with talking about the oneness of God, has the ability to ward off those negative spirits. I also think it's a way of, you know, kind of just the same way the last thing that a Jew says before he passes away is Kriyat Shema. It's a pledge of allegiance of a Jew, the oneness of God. So too, we want to entrust our soul to God in the mini-death experience called sleep with the Kriyat Shema on our tongue. It's a beautiful way to bring our neshama up to Shemayim. Halachically, you only need the first paragraph, Shema and Ve'ahavta. The rest, the second and third paragraph, is nice. It's great. If you can, it's awesome, but you don't have to. There is a custom already in Talmudic times to add in some Tehillim, and that's wonderful. And sing Amal HaGol Oti, like a good mom. That's great, but Shema is the basics. What about a Talmud Chacham? So there is an idea that a Talmud Chacham is learning Torah, so that's the protection. He doesn't need to say Kriyat Shema. So it's not the end of the world if you fall asleep learning Torah, but better to actually say Kriyat Shema and not just learn Torah, if possible. All right, one last halacha before you go to bed. So you'll see many sidurim. We forgive anyone who did anything wrong to us, and the schus of us forgiving, God will, God willing, forgive us. It's a very beautiful thing to do before you go to bed. The Mishabura mentions it. If you don't want to do the whole Hebrew thing, you just do it in English. I forgive anyone who did anything wrong to me. And it's a beautiful thing to do. The Bali Musar suggests that a person does a cheshbon nefesh, think about his day, what I did not so good, what can I do better tomorrow. Sfaradim do a vidui before they go to bed. It's a wonderful idea too, to kind of say sorry and start fresh. And these are all wonderful things to do for you, entrust your soul to Akash Baruch Hu. So all have an amazing night, and really bless us, even if you haven't set a mapila up until this point. It's really one of those halachos that separates the boys from the men. There's no real reason not to do it except for bad habits. So during this season, it's a great time to pick up this halacha, and Bezrat Hashem, we will go higher and higher in our Avodat Hashem.